Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum invisibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Oh, I couldn't be more excited for this. Hey, Kirsten, how are you?
Morena, Kirsten.
I'm good. Good morning.
Are you having a great Friday morning? Have you had a great week?
I guess it has been an awesome week. I'm enjoying the sun peeking out, and my morning has started off with a wonderful warm Milo and cleaning up cat vomit.
Nice. Oh, yep.
Delicious.
A lot of my mornings start like that.
Yeah. I had a feeling. I said, you know, I bet I'm not the only one.
Yeah. No. And it was a near miss for me, but I kind of shooed him outside. Anyway, we are talking quite a risque topic this morning. We are talking about songs that made it past Radio Censor. Tell us a bit more.
Well, yeah, I saw this, you know, list, funny list, you know, songs you're shocked made it past the censor. And I was like, oh my God, you're so right. And I actually remember, you know, some of the older ones in my era, you know, as you aged through your teenage years going, oh, wait a minute, wait, what? And then you sort of getting how risque the songs were. So I had a look at, like, what the rules are. I mean, the biggest thing about these rules are protection of children versus free speech, right? And I guess the protection of children is one of the reasons, I guess, I think most of the songs we're doing today, it's just super metaphorical, you know? Mm. So it's not, like, directly outlining things. And so that's how they get away with it. And probably even adults, too. You know, you're listening to the song, you might even hum it a couple times before you go, wait a minute, are they talking about, you know? And they've just sort of snuck it in there. I had a look at the New Zealand rules. Yeah, you know, protecting children, not promoting illegal behavior. I don't know if we have any of those this morning. Offensive and disturbing. Definitely discrimination and denigration. Agree with that one.
Yeah.
For sure. But the main rule for New Zealand is decency, which I don't, you know, what is that? And good taste. I mean, seriously, what is that? But, you know, it's within the realm of, you know, time of day. So this is going to be tough for us this morning. And context. But, you know, because we are doing, like, a sort of documentary analysis and the target audience. So we'll see. So, you know, some of these songs today, hopefully some of them you'll go, oh, yeah, I knew that was about that. And some you'll go, oh, wait a minute, what?
I think it's always a funny moment when, you know, you're kind of jamming out to a song and then you're like, oh okay.
I know, in the middle of the club, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, in the club, good place. What track would you like to kick us off by having a little chat about?
Okay, well, let's start with Lou Reed. It's this one's probably not as euphemistic because he kind of says it right there. So this is Walk in the Wild Side, 1972. And he's actually talking about some real human beings. He calls them misfits and oddballs that he knew sort of from hanging out in the streets in New York. And I mean, one of them, scandalous, one of them was a trans person. So, you know, obviously today we're like, wow, that's not that scandalous. But he does talk about some other things. But this song is played, it's very famous and people, you know, listen to it. I don't know if there's a restriction on what time of day. We'll have to see if you guys get fired.
Awesome. Thanks, Kirsten.
It's fine. I'll take the hit. I'm leaving anyway.
Oh, and it's produced by David Bowie, which is a little fun fact.
Gorgeous. Oh, what a dream team. Let's have a listen to Walk on the Wild Side. Oh, that introduction gets me every time. And we'll join you after this.
Yes.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo.
Oh, it's just such a good track.
It's so fun when you actually start listening to the lyrics properly.
Yep. Now that we're listening.
Yeah, and then
now that we're listening in this context, I'm like, oh, okay, that's a lot more borderline than I thought.
But also, I know, because totally you're like, understandable how it just went over, how it would just go over your head.
Yeah.
But then going then to the next layer, that these are real people.
Yeah.
And these real lives that they lived, you know, obviously, you know, working on the street the way that they did. You're like, actually, you know, that is good to tell their stories, you know, and it becomes less salacious, you know, and more sort of, absolutely, you know, documentary and understanding.
Wow, it's a fascinating song. I feel like my appreciation has grown for it through this, I reckon. We're getting some good suggestions.
Oh, gosh.
T-Rex, Jeepster.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, gosh. I'm glad. You had quite the list that you proposed to us. Do you want to give us, like, a couple more examples?
We used to all sing in the 80s was Frankie Says Relax.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love some Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
And then there's Divinyls, I Touch Myself.
Yeah.
And, you know, see, old ones, Lone Bush.
Well, is right. It?
Now, some are obvious, like, that they wouldn't necessarily play, like Peaches has some, and there's Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
Prince's song, Darling Nikki. I'm sure somebody... we'll suggest that one.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's the Night, Rod Stewart. I had never listened closely to that one. Now, Milkshake, Khalees. What?
Milkshake.
That's just played.
I feel like Milkshake has become one of those songs that's kind of like almost a meme in a sense, you know? I haven't heard Milkshake genuinely played in quite a while.
Now, this goes back to the blues. So the blues was the precursor to rock and roll, which became rock, which became us, the music we have. And a lot of that was actually very dirty songs. That was what it was for. It was adult music, you know, some direct, some metaphorical, shave them dry. There was all, like, the examples that I've, oh my goodness. So, you know, it was supposed to be adult grown-up music, you know, and it was for the club where people were going to do adult grown-up things, so it had its place in this context. But I guess just with radio being able to be in your car and, you know, anywhere in the street and, you know, at Briscoe's, you then the context is different.
Oh, 100%. What's the next track you'd like to play for us, Kirsten?
Now, this one is one that you and I know of me have been in the club at the top of our lungs. Grace Jones, Pull Up to the Bumper.
Oh, yeah.
1981. Now, it's produced by Sly and Robbie, so it's got such a good sort of funk backing. And Grace Jones has always denied it. She says, no, it's just about a car, which is a weird thing. I don't know why she's doing that. She wrote the lyrics herself. Now, and it's a really important song in dance music history. It's on heaps of people's lists. But I've seen other lists putting it as an LGBTQ anthem, and I hadn't thought of it in that space. I just thought of it anyway. you can think of it in any way you want when you listen to it.
Let's have a listen to Pull Up to the Bumper, Grace Jones, a track that I often, often have a good play on the radio.
Oh, God, yeah.
Up to my bumper, Grace Jones. There's no way you can't hear it, eh?
I don't know what you're talking about, Millie. It's clearly about the car.
And your long black limousine. I'm going to leave that there.
It's about trying to park in Auckland Central.
Yeah. It's about a parallel park with a bus lane involved, I reckon.
That's right.
Oh, this is fascinating. You know, we've had quite a few suggestions. There's also, you know, references to kind of other things that aren't particularly, like, of the carnal type. And it's just, it's fascinating to hear how many of these songs have made it onto, you know, a radio mainstay. Like, we play a lot of Grace Jones here.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing to see how many of these songs have made it onto BFM.
Well, it's BFM, eh?
Well, I guess, you know, like our next track, I guess, you know, as long as you're using different words.
So, oh, yeah.
So our next track, it seems so obvious, but so it's Afternoon Delight.
Look, Kirsten, it seems obvious, but this pun was brought up in the office the other day, and I seem to be the only person who had no idea that Afternoon Delight was a euphemism. Steve, what are you talking about?
I actually selected this track for a very specific reason. There's an episode of Arrested Development where this, like, the niece and her uncle sing this as a duet to, like, make the family jealous, but they don't know what the meaning behind it is. And then there's this big moment where they're singing and they kind of start realizing, and they're like, oh no, we got to get out of here. And I've always loved that scene. So yeah.
It has a good spotlight in Anchorman too, at the Ron Burgundy story as well. Apparently it's been in The Simpsons as well. And so the band, Starland Vocal Band, even that's a funny story. It was two couples that, of course, then they break up and divorce, and the band breaks up.
Oh, my gosh.
It just goes with the song. It was voted the 20th sexiest song of all time,
ooh,
so I hope everybody
la la.
Enjoys it. So it's from back in 1976.
That's quite well, folky.
So everyone can, like, yeah, I wouldn't people expect... can sing along this in the car.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect, like, a folk track to make it onto the 20th sexiest songs ever. But here we are. Thank you so much, Kirsten. We're gonna leave you with Afternoon Delight.
All right.
Yes.
Skyrockets in flight.
Oh, cheers, yeah. Kirsten. Have a fabulous week, and we'll chat to you next time. Bye.
All right, bye.
So excited, skyrockets in flight, afternoon.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.